Senator Dave Hansen worries that a move may arise in the legislature to at least partly privatize the system. Hansen says Governor Scott Walker's budget floated the idea of letting or forcing some state employees to buy private annuities.
I know the governor has finally come out and said we got the best fund in the country. So if he's saying that now, he should keep his hands off of what's in place because it is working.
Hansen is referring to a 2012 study by the Employee Trust Fund. The fund oversees the retirement system, so in effect, it was issuing a report on itself. Employees of Wisconsin Public Radio are members of the Wisconsin Retirement System, or WRS. An independent consultant for the Wisconsin Coalition for Retirement Security says because of fees, people in a private fund would most likely have smaller monthly payments. Jack Norman says there's no active movement in the legislature to change state pensions.
It would be wonderful if it never gets going, but particularly because the governor put this into his first budget. He said, let's check this out. Let's see if we should go down this road. And he put money in that budget for a study to see what it would be. We got a lot of great numbers out of that study because the study shows it's a bad idea.
Norman and Senator Hansen say a move to privatization would harm a woman's monthly retirement benefit more than a man's. That's because women, on average, live longer than men and therefore would get a smaller monthly payout. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.